This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. There's the first-time screenwriter who's lost her optimism as her manuscript gets rewritten again and again. There are the rookie directors trying to hold on to their vision, the producer who's so frustrated he wants to quit his own project, and on the tape keeps rolling.
I'm very worried that we're not going to work again. You can count on nothing in this business.
They will get signed, and I do think they'll work again. They're just a pain in the ass to work with, but that's never stopped any director from getting work. They're talented directors.
HBO's reality series Project Greenlight offers novice filmmakers a $2 million budget to make their dream movie. In return, the filmmakers undergo the scrutiny of the reality TV cameras.
I wish that we weren't coming into this with unresolved feelings. So I want to go through tonight as if those feelings were resolved.
The final episode airs this weekend, and the film opens this weekend, too. It's called The Battle of Shaker Heights. Critic Robert Wilonsky of the Dallas Observer joins us. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Madeline.
Now, explain to us quickly, if you can, the setup of this filmmaker's reality show.
Project Greenlight started last year on HBO. It was conceived by Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and their producing partner, Chris Moore, who produced Good Will Hunting and the American Pie series. It was set up through Miramax. They would pick a filmmaker. Originally, it was a writer-director, and now it's a writer and two separate directors to make a film, their first feature film, for $1 million. In reality, it's more like $2 million. And in exchange for getting to make this film and having Miramax distribute it, they would have to let the cameras follow them around from pre-production all the way through the premiere.
Sounds a bit like a deal with the devil.
That's exactly what Erica Beeney, who is the writer of The Battle of Shaker Heights, refers to it as.
So, I mean, I imagine that some of the participants complained that they were edited in such a way that altered their version of reality.
I talked to Kyle Rankin, who's one of the filmmakers. He directs with a guy named Ephraim Patel. And he complains, in fact, that there were several scenes that were edited in Project Greenlight that make he and his partner look kind of stupid. They didn't need much help because they're these guys are they're either passive-aggressive or manipulative, as Chris Moore says in one of the early episodes. I tend to think they're just in over their heads, which is sort of why I think they're picked in the long run. Because if you watch the early episodes, Moore, Affleck, and Damon seem to like some other directors and writers better than the ones they actually chose. I think they ended up going with guys that they could sort of have fun with and who would create conflict along the way.
Now, you've seen the result of the filmmaker's work, the movie called The Battle of Shaker Heights. How does it stack up as a movie?
One can barely call it a movie. It runs at 72 minutes. It's more like a pilot for a sitcom than an actual movie. In fact, I'm sort of aggravated by the fact that I've spent 6.5 to 7 hours watching the making of a 72-minute movie. It seems it seems that there's very little reward for that, although I don't think how the film comes out has any bearing on how worthwhile the project is, because I love the TV show. The film is a moot point, in fact, at the end of the day.
Thanks, Robert.
My pleasure. Thanks, Madeline.
Robert Wilonsky is film and pop culture critic for the Dallas Observer. He joins us from member station KERA in Dallas.
I really am proud of how we were able to, I believe, accurately show how hard it is to make a good movie. Because, you know, if it were easy and everybody knew how to do it, you know, my career would be different.